Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
That's what we're going to get. That's what we're going to get next year, you know, with NBC back in the catbird seat with the NBA Finals. I think NBC will have the NBA Finals, right? And ESPN will just do a lot of the playoffs. I forget how that's going to work.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm pretty sure NBC is going to be back in the NBA Finals business next year. I think that's true. All right, look, the matchup tonight, and if you want to weigh in, we're going to try to take calls on the NBA Finals. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. Who do you like and why? In how many games, etc. So, a couple of things to know about this matchup. Oklahoma City is better, and they're much better, actually. Their margin of victory during the course of the season was the largest in NBA history. 12.9 points per game was their margin of victory. They won 68 games during the regular season. They set the record so far in the postseason with the most 30-point-plus wins with four. They're the best defensive team we've seen in the postseason in years, and they are easily the best defensive-rated team in the postseason to date by a large margin. The numbers for hustle stats like deflections and steals and turnovers forced, this is one of the best defensive teams you will ever watch play basketball. And they are deep, and everybody on the floor at any given time, including their center, Chet Holmgren, can guard any position 1 through 5. That's what makes them so great. It's part of the reason they're so great. They are individually great defenders. They have an incredible sense of team defense. You know, one pass away, two passes away, how to play it. They anticipate well. And then as on-ball defenders, they are relentless and physical. Now, with that said, Indiana is a great offensive basketball team. And when they play fast, they are impossible to stop. And that is the key to this series. I like Oklahoma City to win these NBA Finals, and that's hardly going out on a limb. They are somewhere between a minus 700 and minus 800 favorite. It's top five-ish all time in terms of how big of a favorite they are in these NBA Finals. And I think it's justifiable. I think based on what they were during the regular season and what they did in the two series. Look, they went to a seventh game against Denver. That just tells you, by the way, how great Jokic is and how great Murray was, too. That Denver forced Oklahoma City to a seventh game. And interestingly about that series, Denver had games 4 and 5 within reach of winning and really should have snagged one of those, which may have made the ultimate outcome different. I mean, if literally it would have. We don't know how things would have played out had Denver taken a 3-1 series lead, but when they were up 2-1 in that series, they had a chance, and a good chance, with a 7-point lead in the fourth quarter to take a 3-1 series lead at home, and then they had a very good chance to win Game 5. Denver was phenomenal in that series. Of course, they also have the greatest player in the game, you can argue, in Nikola Jokic. But OKC got through that. And a lot of the questions going into this postseason because of their margin of victory was, how are they going to perform in close games? Well, you know, they didn't. In Game 2 against Denver, they got beat at home. Game 1 against Denver, they got beat at home. And there were other close calls that they did get through. But they didn't have a lot of close games. Again, 4 30-point-plus wins in the postseason. But Indy has to play fast. They have to take the basketball out of the net or off the glass, off the rim, and they have to play fast. That is the key to this series. If they can play fast, we could see some 135-131 games, and it would be highly entertaining. You know, but they average, listen to this, 73.5% of the time, Indy gets the ball past half court with still 20.4 seconds on average left on the shot clock. That's pretty unbelievable in terms of them playing fast. Now, how do they play fast against a team like Oklahoma City? Well, they have to get stops. The easiest way to play fast is to get stops, rebounds, turnovers. All right. And they've got to rebound. You cannot run if you can't rebound. Now, they do a great job, and they did a really good job against the Knicks. My God, in Game 6, it was embarrassing how many times Indiana took the ball after a made shot and had a dunk or a layup on the other end. I really, you know, we talked a little bit about Tibbs getting fired. I kind of saw it coming. I thought they were very poorly coached in the series against Indiana, completely outwitted by Carlisle. It is sinful to give up 6 buckets in transition after a made bucket. And that's what they did in an elimination game. That's coaching. You've got to have your players understand we have to get back on defense. So Oklahoma City will have no problem getting back on defense. But if you turn the ball over, or if you get, you know, a lot, if you get stopped a lot, that's the best opportunity. Indiana has to get stops, and then you got to rebound to be able to play fast, to be able to get out. Yeah, they'll push it after a made bucket, but really you have to get stops, and you've got to rebound. You know, that is, it's an old adage that is mostly true. You want to run, you better get stops and rebound. Now, I think the key there will be offensive rebounding. They've got to keep Oklahoma City off the glass. Oklahoma City does a great job with second chance points. They've got to rebound. You can't run if you can't rebound. You can't run if you don't get stops, other than what they did against New York, and I don't see a lot of that coming. Both of these teams are very much into the possession game. Both take care of the basketball. And by the way, both teams have done a really good job in this postseason capitalizing off of turnovers forced against the other team. I don't have the numbers on this, and I was looking for them. Indiana did a nice job in their wins against New York of forcing turnovers. But God, I thought so many of those turnovers were not necessarily forced. I'm not saying that they didn't play great defense, because I thought Indiana played outstanding defense, but the Knicks, because they were so stagnant offensively, they basically were unforced turnovers in a lot of those situations. And I talked about Jalen Brunson yesterday. I'm not a Jalen Brunson guy. You can have him. He's a phenomenally skilled player, an incredible scorer, shooter. Part of it shouldn't be on him. A coach should not allow him to play the way he plays, you know, and to put as much on him to carry a team. You cannot, in my opinion, and we've not seen an example of it yet. Maybe we will next year or the year after. We're not going to see it this year because neither one of these two teams in the finals are ISO teams. I just don't think you can win 4 out of 7 in 4 straight series playing the way the Knicks play offensively with Jalen Brunson. I think if Jalen Brunson is your best player, you've got no shot to win the title. That's my personal belief.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you've got Shai Gilgeous-Alexander as your best player, you got a shot to win the title. But he's got a great supporting cast. To me, this is going to all come down to, can Indiana play fast? And for them to play fast, they're going to have to get stops and rebounds and force turnovers. And I just don't see that being something that they can do extremely well 4 times over 7 games. I like Oklahoma City, hardly going out on a limb here. Their team is so deep, and Indiana's impressive too. This is a much better matchup. For those that haven't paid attention to the NBA Finals, this is a much better matchup than what we would have seen Oklahoma City against the Knicks. The Knicks would have been a long shot, I think, to even win a game against Oklahoma City. Now, I say that in Minnesota, you know, routed Oklahoma City in game 3. I mean, that was like they didn't show up for that game. But Minnesota was a better team than the Knicks were throughout the season. Oklahoma City's so deep, guys. I mean, they've got a superstar in SGA. They've got a star in Jalen Williams. Another one in Chet Holmgren. Isaiah Hartenstein is just an absolute beast on the glass. Lou Dort is like, honestly, he's like Frankie Louvu on a basketball court. He is just one of the more physical linebacker-looking dudes that can move defensively. He is, as an on-ball defender, if you've ever played hoops at any level, he's the guy that if you walk out there and he comes over and says, I've got you, you're like, oh, Christ, I don't want him guarding me. Then they got Jalen Williams off the bench. Alex Caruso might be their best defender. He comes off the bench. Isaiah Joe can play. Aaron Wiggins, Terp fans, has had a great season. Now, he's really not gotten it going during the postseason. He actually didn't play a lot of minutes over their last few games. Cason Wallace, unbelievable. They've got guys that everybody guards. It's so impressive to watch. And then they have so many ways to hurt you. They spread the ball. The ball moves offensively, and if they get into a position where you've got to go at the end of a shot clock to ISO, they've got one of the best shot creators and one of the most clever shot creators, and by the way, one of the best at drawing fouls in Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. That will be something you'll hear a lot about. You know, he is a foul merchant, they call him. It's crafty. We've seen it with the best players in the history of the game. They're able to draw fouls and get to the free throw line. I just don't see Indiana being anywhere in the class of Oklahoma City, top to bottom. But much better matchup than the Knicks would have provided. Tyrese Halliburton is special. And I will tell you, I've been a Pascal Siakam fan since he was in Toronto. And he is legit. Nesmith can go on heaters. Miles Turner can really stretch the floor, defend. Nembhard is very sort of hit and miss. Obi Toppin comes off the bench. Thomas Bryant, remember Thomas Bryant here in Washington? He had a phenomenal game six in their closeout game. I think he had double figures offensively. TJ McConnell, man, good God, is he good. I mean, he is a phenomenal backup point guard. Ben Mathurin, not a big fan of his overall demeanor on the court, but he is a shot creator. They're good, too. They're really good. Ben Shepherd can really stretch it. Bradley plays. He'll guard people. This is a better matchup. I don't think Indiana gets blanked. I think they'll win a game, you know, in this series, maybe two, but not three or four. Oklahoma City, 4-2. Ultimately, Indiana has to really push their style, fast style of play. And to do that, they're going to have to get consistent stops. They're going to also have to rebound. They're going to have to force some turnovers. And by the way, that just doesn't count how I think Oklahoma City can take a lot out of them physically when they're on offense, when they're forced to run half-court offense. Oklahoma City wears you out. That's another reason why Indiana has to play fast. Because if they get into having to run a lot of half-court offense, man, Oklahoma City takes it out of you. And then you just wear down. You saw it in the Denver series. You saw it in the Minnesota series. The Knicks just couldn't do that to Indiana. They're just not good enough defensively to kind of wear them down. And then they just did such a crappy job with transition defense. I like Oklahoma City in 5, 4-1. I don't see this going any further than 6. Max will give you his prediction. And if you want to weigh in, who do you like? Oklahoma City or Indiana, and how many games, why you like that team, why not? 301-230-0980. It's the Kevin Sheehan Show on the Team 980, the team980.com. We're also free and live on the Odyssey app, and you can check us out on the Team 980 YouTube page.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.